Many of you are familiar with the author Barbara Kingsolver. She has written a number of wonderful books, but one of her works that is a little on the offbeat side is something called Pigs in Heaven. There is a boy in the story who continually wanders away from home, and his mother says of him, he's not really running away, he just doesn't have a good understanding of where home ends and the rest of the world takes up. We all have a natural instinct to divide our reality into home and away, into me and not me, into heaven and earth. Most of our society frowns on someone who runs away, someone who cannot distinguish home from the rest of the world. We think they're out of touch with reality, but perhaps they are actually more in touch with eternity than we are. Perhaps this inability to distinguish home from away is not a burden but a blessing. Not something to be avoided but something to be coveted. Because if we have that failure to distinguish between home and away, it means we can be at home anywhere. At peace with ourselves anywhere. The lines between home and the rest of the world blur. The book of Revelation, especially the passage from today, tells of a time when such distinctions are no longer necessary. It says, I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. The erasure of those boundaries goes further, and the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. Revelation, that book that is so misunderstood and even more misused, in my opinion, Revelation speaks of a time when all of earth is infused with the glory of God. This is not supposed to be a story of the annihilation of earth, but of the sanctification of all that is human by the perfect infusion of it with the divine. When Revelation speaks of the last day, it speaks of the time when earth becomes finally and completely infused with that presence of God. There is no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. At that point, heaven and earth are one, and we are one within ourselves, with God and with all other human beings. In that unity with God and others, we no longer need to run away. Like the boy in the story, we no longer have and no longer need an understanding of where home ends and the rest of the world takes up. But this story of oneness and unity between heaven and earth, between God and human, isn't only found in Revelation, but also throughout the Gospels. Jesus speaks of this perfect union of heaven and earth, human and divine, saying, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. He wished them peace, which according to one source, is the customary Jewish greeting in farewell. It means soundness of body, but came to be used of the perfect happiness and the deliverance that the Messiah would bring. That peace of God comes through union with God. And it is what we offer each other as best we can later in the service when we exchange the peace. It's not just intermission. It's not just a time to shake hands with somebody. It is a time to say, may you find that peace of God, that soundness of body, that completeness and oneness that will come with our deliverance from the Messiah. If you will notice, as our liturgy, our service progresses today, we move towards a place where we can offer each other that peace. The service is not in a random order or in order for convenience. It is a very careful progression from places of isolation to oneness with each other and with God, to the place where we can't remember where home ends and the rest of the world takes up. So let's think very quickly about how our liturgy progresses and moves toward that place of peace and wholeness. We are brought together by the first prayer we say, the one I said, which was the collect, which means we collect, we come together. Then we speak, we hear the word of God, both read and preached. We declare the beliefs that we have in the creed. And then we pray for and with one another in the prayers of the people. And then we confess our sins. At that point, we've cleaned the slate as best we can. And that moment, it's very good to go very quickly to offer each other the peace of God, because that's our best shot at it. We have just done these things to prepare ourselves and to bring ourselves to oneness with God and with one another. Having been cleansed by the Word of God and prayers and confession, we can offer each other peace. That place where heaven infuses earth. Jesus speaks of this oneness and this union, this elevation of mere religion to true worship, when he speaks early in John's Gospel with the woman at the well. He tells her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." And then he talks about worship and being one with God and one another. He says, "Believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. The hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth." He's speaking of that peace that comes with union with God, saying perhaps to her especially, "You can stop trying to complete yourself by these relationships, by the measures of earth. Stop worrying about what others think. There are no others now. We are one in God's creation." Whenever we can manage that sense of being one with other people, heaven comes to earth. We no longer think about where home ends and the rest of the world takes up. We can speak peace to one another. And we have the option continually to choose to live in that oneness and unity with God and others. The time to worship in spirit and in truth. Jesus tells us, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." Look at the people around you. Look at the crosses around us. When it comes time for communion, look at the wafer and the wine, having become the body and blood of Christ, and remember that we are all one with God in that body of Christ. In such moments, when we remember that union with God and with other people, heaven comes to earth, divine consumes human, and everything that was formerly secular becomes holy. We are at home in God. We no longer need to worry about where home ends and the rest of the world takes up. Amen. Amen.